Man loved darkness because their sins were evil. Their deeds were evil. And they wanted to hide them. That's why I make a confession of my sins. Not to some priest, but I just confess them to God and even before men. I'm not afraid. Paul published his sins. You think about the Apostle Paul, his sins are actually here in the book of the Bible. Published for all to read. You know, I was once a drunkard, a drug user. God, the blood of Christ literally cleansed me of that sin. It purged me of that sin so that I'm not a drunkard anymore. And his blood, the work of his blood is not finished. It is yet to come more. It will continue to cleanse me until I'm perfectly clean. And not only that, he writes in me more than just removal of the sin, but also that we should walk in this positive light of not just not doing evil, but also in doing good. For to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. So, if we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Look, if you think you don't need to be cleansed from your sin, because there are people, plenty out there, say, well, I'm a pretty good person. I don't need to be cleansed from my sin. I think that God would judge me, and you know, because they think God is kind of like them. He thinks like them. He's going to judge them the way they judge themselves. They're deceiving themselves. God is not a man. God doesn't judge things like men. And people don't realize that, like, God doesn't owe us anything. He isn't like out to pay us back for him doing us the honor of letting us live. We owe him everything. He owes us nothing. So, the Son cleanses. If we say we have sin and the truth is not in us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, there's a dual thing there. He forgives sin, but he also cleanses us. He cleans us up. He cleans up our lives. He does. People testify about this all the time, except they always want to stop short. You know why? Because of their own sins. The ministers want to stop short because they're sinners. They want to stop short because they've turned the grace of God, as Jude says, into licentiousness. They've turned the grace of God into a lie, which says, hey, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to let us go and sin some more. No, he cleanses us. If we are his, he's going to cleanse our sins. If he isn't cleansing our sins or communicating to us that our sins should be cleansed, and we are believing that promise, then we're not his. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You can't deny we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned and require a Savior. We all need someone to come and save us. I'm a sinful man. I need someone to come and save me, to turn me from my unrighteousness. It is manifest that Jesus Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I don't mean myself. Paul said that. I couldn't even call myself chief among sinners. I was like a low-life sinner, you know? Not even like a Paul, you know, you look at that guy. I mean, he like ran after, he was pursuing the Christians, wanting to bring them back in chains. I mean, he was zealous for the things he did when he was doing evil. I mean, I was sort of zealous, you know. I thought I can drink more than you, you know, and I could smoke more pot than you, and I could, you know, I am, you know, whatever. Woe to them that are mighty to drink wine. But look at, we need the blood of Christ. We need to be cleansed from our sin. This passage is very simple. Anyone who doesn't get it, you're really, I cannot help you. If you can't see, read ahead to the later parts of John, especially chapter 3, where he makes it very clear. If you sin, you're of the devil. If you're born of God, you will not sin. That is what the process of being born of God means. It means we grow up into Christ. Being born of God, I'm not born like me born again. I'm born again as Christ. You've got to be born again, but not just as any old guy. I don't want to be born again as Mr. Smith over here or Mr. Jones over here. I want to be born again as Mr. String Genie right here. I want to be born again as Jesus Christ. No one else. I want to be born again and grow up into Him. I don't want to stay like some baby, helpless and knowing nothing, with the old nature still knocking at the door. God, I hate that. But give me rather the nature of Christ. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As Paul said in Titus, hey, the grace of God, which bringeth salvation, has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodly lusts, ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. In this present world. It's from Titus chapter 2. The grace of God has appeared to teach us certain things. We're going to be a certain way in the world as we live in this life. We are to deny the works of darkness, to cast off the works of darkness, and put on the armor of light. That is the message of the gospel. That is the truth. Anyone who denies it or says that we are expected to live on as sinners for our entire lives and to continue in that is just a hypocrite. All they want to do is pretend to be a Christian, but they really want to live as a sinner. There's some sin that they want to hang on to, or that they've been, or in a sense you could say like Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. They have staggered at the promise of God. The promise of God came to say, you can live without sin. He that is born of God does not sin. And they said, well, that can't be right. That isn't right. Just like as if Abraham were to say, oh, I can't, I'm too old, my wife's too old, we can't have a child. He didn't stagger at the promises of God, but these stagger. The promise of God seems like a thing too great, too difficult. It's too difficult for God to do that. Now I've got the hiccups. It's too difficult for God to do what He said He's going to do. So I'm just going to make a different gospel. I'm going to say, just believe in His death, you have eternal life. And then I'll just kind of try to do my best. I mean, I'll stop drinking. I won't commit sodomy. I won't commit other abominable acts, but there'll be a few things. I mean, Lord knows I love that fried chicken, and I love that